G'day, Daniel.
Lovely to talk to you as always on a Tuesday morning. Where are we off to today?
Well, we're going to continue our theme of the fabulous homes in Bundaberg. Mm-hmm. And today I'm going to tell you about Linden. Everybody in Bundy knows it. It's on the corner of Wangara and Barolan Street. And it was built in 1913 for Dr. Egmont Schmidt and his wife, Edith Lily Ward. Now, Egmont came to live in Bundaberg when he was six. His father was a Lutheran pastor who'd emigrated from Berlin. Egmont studied medicine at Sydney University and graduated in 1909. His first posting was in Warwick, and that was where he met Edith. But he came back to Bundaberg and joined the practice of Dr. May, who's very well known here. Mm-hmm. Egmont and Edith married in 1913, and after what the papers described as their bridal tour of Sydney, Monty and Edith moved into their new home, and they lived upstairs, and Dr. Schmidt practiced downstairs.
Now, I must say, Angela, that this is a very impressive building. You sent me some beautiful photos, and it certainly is a landmark in Bundaberg. Was there an architect involved?
Indeed there was, and his name was Philip Oliver Ellard Hawkes. Quite a mouthful. He was a gifted architect, and he's done work all across Australia. Actually, one of his buildings is 88 Bourbong Street, where my grandfather and his three brothers established the Café Royal. Anyway, Philip Hawkes called for tenders for the construction of Linden in 1912, and he accepted a tender by Niels Carl Stephenson, who was known as the Builder of Bundaberg.
Angela Lathouris, the former U historian, joins us this morning. We're talking about a beautiful building with the name of Linden. So I guess it sounds like there's a bit of a story there.
A huge story about Niels Carl Stephenson. The places that he built around Bundaberg, the list is as long as your arm. When he built Linden, though, he put a time capsule in the wall. Wow. And when Betty MacDonald was alive, she told me that it was full of gold. But Daniel, another story I've heard says that it's got the newspapers of the day. But I, for one, hope that we never find out.
Well, I guess the obvious question, Angela, and you haven't told us about this, where did the name Linden come from?
Thanks for asking. As I said, Egmont's father came from Berlin, and Lindenstrasse is a beautiful tree-lined avenue in that city. And, you know, that's how Wangara Street would have looked in 1913. Fred Bass donated £500 in 1888 to plant trees in Bundaberg because he recognised the need for shade. The streets of Bundaberg had huge figs. We don't have many of them left, unfortunately. But Margaret Olson, Dr. Schmidt's great niece, recalls in her history of Linden the beautiful gardens around the house, which were tended by a full-time gardener whose name was Mr. Nash. There was a lawn tennis court on the Wangara Street side, and the Schmidts had a live-in nurse and a housekeeper. It was a very different time, Daniel.
Certainly sounds like it. As you say, you know, life is very different back then. Now, I know you would have been very busy. I know it would have been a very busy life as a doctor, I beg your pardon, but did Egmont have any time for leisure?
He did. He was a collector. And I found a newspaper article about a talk that he gave in Brisbane called The Interest and Romance of Coin Collecting. He also liked nice cars. And I found another article about him taking delivery of not one, but two Special 6 Studebakers.
Okay.
He was also known as one of Queensland's best art collectors. Excuse me.
That's all right.
And he founded the Bundaberg Art Society. Egmont donated his art collection to the city in the hope that the council would create a gallery to house it. So we have to thank Dr. Schmidt for that. Have a look at the photo of him inside the entrance to the Bundaberg Regional Art Gallery when you're in there next time. Mm. Dr. Schmidt was known as being a very kind man, and he helped a lot of people in need. He died in 1956, age 70, and Edith died 2 years later. But their son, Eric, was also a doctor, and he had joined the practice in 1947, and he inherited Lyndon. Eric and his wife Betty lived there, but it must have been very confusing with three E. Schmidts in the one family, Egmont, Edith and Eric. Anyway, Daniel, this year there's been a medical practice on that site for 110 years, and that has got to be a record.
Well, you definitely think so. 110 years. Wow, that is a long time. Angela, as always, thank you very much for your time this morning telling us about Lyndon. And just very quickly, your Facebook page?
Yeah, Bundaberg Our History. I'll put some photos up, and any messages, you know, from people with stories about Lyndon, I'd love to hear it.
Indeed. All right, Angela, let's catch up next week.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you. Angela Lathouris, the 4BU historian, joining us on 1332 4BU.